What a difference a day makes. A man whose name few Americans knew yesterday may well be a name all Americans will hear about for decades. I'm talking about Judge Neil Gorsuch, President Donald Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court. Gorsuch is currently a judge on the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us now with more. Hi, Nina.
Hi there.
And a lot of people trying to figure out exactly who this guy is. Many have described Gorsuch as a strong conservative, like the justice he would be succeeding, the late Antonin Scalia. And others, like law professor Doug Kamek, see him as more like Justice Kennedy, the swing vote on the court. What do we know about him and his philosophy as a judge?
I think we know pretty clearly he's much closer to Justice Scalia. That's his record. He's a very distinguished and cerebral judge on the Tenth Circuit who has taken positions, some of them are different than what you might expect from Scalia, but sometimes they're more conservative than Scalia was. So on any social issues that he's actually ruled on, for example, religious rights. He has twice ruled in favor of an expansive view of religious rights of employers in questions of birth control, saying that the Affordable Care Act requirement that employer insurance cover birth control for women, that violates the religious conscience of the employer, they should not have to provide it. And that was the Hobby Lobby case. And it was the first time that when it went to the Supreme Court, his view was essentially vindicated. And it was the first time that the court had held that a generally applicable law can have a religious exemption for for-profit corporations. And in a separate case, he also ruled that the Little Sisters of the Poor should not have to provide an opt-out form to the federal government notifying the feds that they can't participate in this in the birth control program because it violates their religious conscience. And so that was his view. The Supreme Court eventually vacated the decision that he dissented from, actually, and it's sort of up in limbo, so he very likely will be a decisive vote if that case comes back to the Supreme Court.
So you say he's more like Scalia than Kennedy. What about this talk that Kennedy may be reassured about retiring now under President Trump because one of his clerks could become a Supreme Court justice? Is there anything to that?
I think only Justice Kennedy could tell you. But, you know, the idea is that he knows this man. He has a relationship with him. He actually flew to Denver to swear him in 2006 when he was named to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. They're friends. He's a protege of his. Justice Kennedy is a pretty conservative member of the court, just not on everything. And the one offsetting factor here might be his legacy on gay rights and same-sex marriage, which could be in jeopardy because of Neil Gorsuch's views on in the Hobby Lobby case would suggest again that, for example, people who operate a bakery or whatever could decide that they don't want to serve somebody based on their religious views, that this is against their religious concepts. And so I don't think it would change anything. Certainly his being on the court doesn't change the 5-4 calculus that we have right now. But if Justice Kennedy were to retire, all of those things could be in play. Abortion, same-sex marriage, a lot of gay rights cases. A lot of things could be in play.
So we spoke with Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, who's on the Judiciary Committee earlier today. Here's what he told us.
All the signals are that he's not going to be a true judicial conservative. He instead is going to be another politically conservative activist and rebuild that 5-4 block that I think has been so bad for our country.
So, Nina, in the minute or so we have left, what do you think the chances that the Democrats will filibuster to stop Judge Gorsuch from being confirmed?
Well, I think they'll toy with the idea. Senator Schumer has already said there have to be 60 votes before there'll be a confirmation vote. But that means all that means is that there have to be 8 Democrats who join all the Republicans. And already 6 are on the record as saying that they think there ought to be a vote. And I think there likely are more. So if you don't have the votes to have a real filibuster and block somebody, you only create weakness if you try to do it and fail. And then the question is, what do you do the next time? And there may be a second or a third or a fourth nomination, and you have to look down the road. And as mad as the Democrats are about the way the Republicans treated Obama's nominee, Merrick Garland, I think in the end, Gorsuch likely will be confirmed, and they'll do it with, he'll do it with the help of Democrats.
That's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, thanks.
Thank you.